All right, we're back. Habo on my far right, T. Gates in the middle, and we got about 4 or 5 minutes.
I like to be on everybody's far right, to be honest with you. I try to make sure of that. But
before we forget,
next week's show, former Cav Yuri Barnes, recruiting guru Chris Horn with a kind of an update on the football situation, and a guy that I know you weren't fond of getting, but at any rate, I always wanted him, Bill Pease, the band director. I think the band is terrific. You know, the band at the football game, the pep band. That's one of the reasons to go to the games anymore.
Bill Pease does not represent the pep band.
He doesn't?
He is the anti-pep band. Come on, have a clue.
As the band director, he doesn't have anything to do with the pep band?
There is no pep band.
Well, I mean, you don't call it the pep band.
The
I mean,
$2 million gift.
The band at the basketball
the
game.
Is there a game
on Wednesday?
No.
Yeah, you too.
Hold on. Let's get this right, though. Mrs. Smith.
I know. It's the band.
Mrs. Carl Smith gave $2 million to build the marching Wahoo super band.
But the whole band doesn't
come. And that was the end of the pep band.
But the whole band doesn't come to the basketball
game. I'm just trying to straighten you out, Hobbit.
What does that have to do about Jack Salt?
That's right. Jack Salt. Oh, that's a little salt and pepper. All right.
Maybe he needs to listen to some music.
That's right.
So he can get a little rhythm.
I don't know all this stuff. At any rate, Boston College, Mr. Gates. Chestnut Hill, is it a must-win for the Hoos?
Not a must-win, but it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to play well. It's an opportunity to play well on the road. It's an opportunity for guys like Mariel Shayok and Devin Hall to step up and play, and you know guys like Kyle Guy to play in the friendly confines of JPJ.
8 o'clock game on Wednesday.
I think that people should enjoy this team as it evolves because it will evolve. And keep in mind, we're missing 18 points from Brogdon, 14 from Gill, and 6 or 7 from Toby. That's 40 points that's not on that bench this year. So that's a lot.
They were very efficient. You know, we've joked all year and probed about all the issues and who's getting what minutes and who's making what contributions. The bottom line is the three players that just left the team, and even Evan Nolte, God bless him, they were pretty efficient basketball players. They didn't make many mistakes.
Right.
They were good in all phases of the game.
But you had two players, Brogdon and Gill, that were very, very good defensively.
Although you used to always tell me, gosh, Frank, he works so hard.
Who's that?
Gill.
He does.
Frank, well, the fact of the matter is, and Brogdon and Gill were both.
He's appreciably no bigger than Isaiah Wilkins.
They were fifth-year players, too, so they were even more experienced. And Boston College, they've lost three games on the road, at Syracuse, at Wake, at Duke, but their two home games they have won, Syracuse and NC State. So
that's just a game of want it. Do you want to win? Do you want to put the necessary effort and energy into it? Do you want to, be as a team and go in there with 10 guys and a coaching staff and go after it? So it's an opportunity to get your fourth win. That's what you got to look at. Do you want to be 3-3 or 4-2?
Yeah, fourth win overall, but third win on the road in the ACC, which is
you
big.
Too. That's even
All right, by the way, the AP poll has North Carolina number 9. Florida State at number 10.
They're good. Both of them.
Louisville, 12th.
They're good.
Notre Dame at 15.
Playing well.
UVA at 16.
Recovering.
And Duke at 18.
Well,
it's got to be hard for Dukie fans.
Well, No.
As Dave Glenn indicated, when they get healthy, they could certainly get back in the mix for a serious run in the tournament when they get Kay back and their players back. But I think the key with Virginia, three losses, the Pitt loss all of a sudden is not looking so good, but the loss to West Virginia and Florida State, both top 10 teams, and West Virginia, last week, beat Baylor, who was number one at the time.
Don't mind Florida State so much, but West Virginia kind of slapped us around there for 30 minutes. I didn't like that one at all. But they've done it to a lot of people.
But even there, we were right there. I keep thinking Ty Jerome had an open look at a three late in that game, and if he knocks that down, we go up by 3 or 4, and who knows, we may end up winning that game.
Yeah, it was a tie game with 4 minutes to go. And it's one of those games.
And Virginia could have won the Florida State game. Kyle Guy hit the bomb in the corner, and if anybody had picked up Bacon at midcourt and made him change direction, I'm convinced he would have taken a very erratic shot.
Well, Wilkins got on him, and I think Isaiah was maybe a little concerned he was going to take the ball to the rim, because they were only down one at the time.
2 seconds, make him drive.
Yeah, but he made a big time shot, no doubt about it. Yep. But you're right. I mean, if he hits the rim on that shot, all of a sudden we feel a lot better. We're 4-1 in the league as opposed to 3-2. But
hey.
All right, we got a minute to go. Habo, a big game this coming Wednesday night at Boston College. Chestnut Hill in the Conte Forum.
The Silvio Conte Forum. Silvio used to be a member of Congress from the great state of Massachusetts.
30 seconds, Habbo. Who's next week's show?
Bill Pease, Yuri Barn, and Chris Horn.
Yuri Barnes.
Yuri Barnes, plural. Yeah.
All right, so we're going to have a lot of fun next week. That's going to be football, basketball, and music.
A little bit of everything. A little bit of everything, and hopefully a couple of wins to discuss. And next week, of course, looking forward to games at Notre Dame and Villanova.
All right, who's talking? We've had a lot of fun tonight. Thank you, T. Gates. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you,
My
Dave
pleasure.
Glenn. Thank you, Habbo.
Talk next week.
Go Hoos.